And the list goes on, on down the line. When the list goes on.
And we're live.
So the list goes on. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Sean. Long time no see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to... That's all you got. I want to talk about Roman Reigns because this just proves that ratings are dependent on the quality of the product, not on the aesthetics. This sure. just proves Thunderdome, aside from week one, you know, drew the curiosity factor.
You just wanted to say lipstick on a pig, didn't you?
Lipstick on a pig. Say. Yep, Thunderdome doesn't mean shit. But if the quality of the product is good, then the people will come. Build it and they will come, Sean. Right?
Yeah.
Roman Reigns... Love him.
No, you're doing a Blue Chew segue there. Build it and they will come.
Yeah, yeah. Roman Reigns, love him as a badass, conniving heel. Love it. You know he's going to screw Jey Uso, and it's okay. I really enjoy it. And SmackDown this week proves I'm not alone. 2.329 million viewers. Best number they've done in a while. The 1849 did, I think it was a 0.6. It was tops on all networks except for 2020 and ABC, which they tied with the same rating in 18 to 49. It just kind of goes to show if the quality of the product is good, the people will come. If the quality of the product sucks, you can spend a bazillion dollars on aesthetics. Not going to make a difference.
Yeah, I agree. And predictable isn't always bad. Sometimes
yes.
predictable is good. If it, like I said, if it makes sense, if the baseline is, does it make sense? Yes. Okay, rock with it. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I like it too, and the one thing I do want them to do, and if they did it on SmackDown last week, I missed it, and so you can tell me, when Roman's going to show up late for a match, there needs to be a better explanation or some explanation. I know that at the pay-per-view, Paul Heyman had the contract, and he signed the contract, that's fine. In the match on SmackDown, he showed up late. They didn't really say why, and even the commentators were saying, why is the match starting? You know, because this is what they do. It's like they just ring the bell and they start the match. And one of the guys isn't there yet. There needs to be an explanation as to how that's okay.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they do that this week. That's what I would like to see.
Right.
And I would be okay with a because he can type of thing. I was not okay with that with Brock Lesnar jumping brands. But as far as to as why can Roman Reigns show up late for this match that he isn't necessarily needed in, mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Because the tag team match, we've seen them go on with lesser participants. We've seen triple threat matches continue like that. I'm okay with that. Like, what, is he going to show up late to his singles match? Then the match won't start. Unless
yeah.
they do the countout gimmick. And, I mean, that'd be kind of funny because he can't lose the title that way. But, ah, oh, man, yeah, I do want to see some explanation or at least a line. But for this instant, I'd be okay with, not because he can.
Yeah, I mean, I guess something's better than nothing. Now, I wanted to ask you about Bray Wyatt. So his new friend ended up being a puppet patterned after Paul Heyman called Wobbly Walrus. We had heard the name because they trademarked the name, and it came out kind of in advance. But patterned after Paul Heyman sounds to me like they're fixing to turn Bray babyface for
Feels
a program
like
with Roman.
Feels like it. Why not?
You think it'll work?
I don't think they should. I think they need to stay away from Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt. I think Bray Wyatt needs to stay away from the title picture.
Yeah.
Just get away from it. I don't need to see Bray Wyatt chasing the title.
I agree.
And that's what they keep going to over and over again.
I agree.
I'm done with it. I don't need to see it anymore.
Yeah, and not only that, but if he's going to go babyface, where does that leave Alexa?
Yeah.
You know? Because you can't have him manipulating her as a babyface. Doesn't really work. So,
yeah,
and I don't know.
It's just they forced Bray and Roman Reigns so many times.
They forced so much shit. I think Vince McMahon literally goes to the arena and just kind of figures, ah, let's just do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ivar, how's he doing?
I don't know if he's going to have surgery or not. Dave Meltzer says he is. I think Brian Alvarez mentioned that. I haven't heard anything definitively, but that ain't good if it's neck surgery.
No. Not
and
at all.
I have everybody say, oh, what are they going to do with Eric? Probably nothing. He'll probably sit at home and take care of Sarah Logan while she's pregnant because, I mean, she'll be due, what, probably 6-7 months from now, maybe? Mm. Maybe less than
less
that?
Less than that even, yeah.
Because I can't remember how long ago she announced her pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do worse than just – I mean, you're going to leave him off TV anyway, so – Oh, gosh, yeah, it's way sooner than that. She announced it July 6th, so that mm-hmm. was 2 months ago, and you got to be, like, yeah, 6 weeks before you really know, I think. So, yeah, I'd say that they would probably just give him that time off as paternity. They did that with Daniel Bryan, too. He expected 6 weeks off. He's been gone for 4 months now.
Yeah, has been a long time. Yeah. Okay, well, it's too bad about Ivar, because given the state of the tag division, they kind of need him, you know? So
yeah, they do. They really do. I think Ivar or Eric should be the new muscle for Seth Rollins. He should be the new Murphy, so to speak. Like, oh, you've lost everything. Your wife got fired. Your partner got hurt. You're playing silly, stupid games. Like, come on, come hang out with me. And then that draws the ire of Buddy Murphy. And then whenever Ivar is back, you go back to that.
Right, right. We'll see what happens with that. Brock Lesnar. Has he entered the USADA pool yet?
Yeah, I think he's been in the USADA pool for a long time, apparently.
What?
Yeah, I actually figured this out when I was... I think so. Wait, no. It was Nick Diaz that was in the USADA pool that I was surprised
about.
Gonna
say, yeah, Brock... I thought Brock
left.
Yeah,
Brock was not. Sorry, my apologies. I was doing a show with MMA Fighting a while back, and we were talking about people that had not fought in forever, and one of them... was Nick Diaz. One of them was Brock Lesnar, and we had kind of looked about, like, oh, well, who have they been in it? Lesnar has not been in it. He has not been tested. Nick Diaz has. Sorry to get you guys excited. Brock Lesnar hasn't. Slip of the mind there. As I'm doing an MMA show with Shaquille Majuri on Friday.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first one, right?
Yes, the 1-2 punch.
1-2 punch
on Friday
that's right.
afternoon.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, I guess that, you know, I still don't think there's going to be an MMA fight in Brock's future, but let's just kind of play fantasy booker for a second. Although mm-hmm. this isn't really a booking thing. Predictor, fantasy predictor. Brock Lesnar, John Jones, what's the finish? What round?
John Jones wins that fight probably in the second round, probably by submission.
By submission?
Yeah, I think Brock would be exhausted. He'd be knackered. Early first round, or early second round.
Early
rather.
Second round. So you think Brock would get through a round?
If he's lucky. Late first round, mid first round, maybe. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I think that definitely by the middle of the second round, John Jones is tapping him out.
Right, right. Okay. John has lost a step, too, a little bit, you know?
Yeah, so. But I mean, he's also been active, too. You look at John Jones, and for all the stuff that he's been through... Mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar's last fight was over 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Since then, John Jones has had 5 fights and won them. And his fights have been against Cormier, Gustafson, Reyes, Santos, Anthony Smith. Good fighters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Last thing I want to ask you about this week. So the NWA had their return to pay-per-view.
Kind of. It's
kind
UWN.
Of. Yeah, I know it's under the UWN banner, and they said they're not going to be doing it every week. But this week they did. Featuring Nick Aldis successfully defending the title against Mike Bennett. It was on the Fight app. I hear that it was mired in technical issues to the point that Nick Aldis apologized. What have you heard about it? Did you see anything? Did you see any of it?
I didn't watch it live. I was actually watching it today, and I had to kind of pause it to get through. I didn't notice anything on the replay, but maybe they've changed that. But yeah, I did have some technical issues. We did an article about Nick Aldis. Addressing that's up on the site. But he said that the fans deserve better, they'll get it, and that they worked really hard. Chris Dickinson says that he's had some technical issues as well, and he made light of it a little bit. But, yeah, nothing more that really we can say about that.
Okay, well, it was never going to do big numbers, but at the same time, you only have one chance to make a great first impression, so not a positive
people,
way for them to start.
And people paying.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got for you, bud.
Till next time, we're out.
Subscribe to Fightful on YouTube for the latest exclusive podcasts, interviews, and news across boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling.